Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. Police in the northern German city of Hamburg say several people have been killed in a shooting. Several others were injured. Hamburg police said a large-scale operation was underway in the Elsterdorf area. Jenny Hill has more details.
The first emergency calls were received at around 9 o'clock in the evening. Shots had been fired and people killed and injured inside a meeting hall for Jehovah's Witnesses, where an event was apparently underway. Police sealed off the area, which lies north of the city centre, and warned people to stay indoors because it was initially feared that the perpetrator was still at large. Officers later said that a person found dead on the upper floor of the building was suspected to have been the attacker. They still have no idea what might have motivated such a deadly act.
President Zelensky of Ukraine has described as critical the situation at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Shelling on Thursday temporarily cut power to the facility for a sixth time. In his latest televised address, Mr. Zelensky said Russia was willing to jeopardize nuclear facilities anywhere.
Russia is deliberately creating such critical situations at our nuclear facilities. The sooner the Russian nuclear industry is sanctioned, the safer it will be for the world. We cannot leave the possibility for a terrorist state to use any nuclear facilities anywhere in the world for terror.
President Biden has outlined his budget for 2024, proposals that could form the backbone of a re-election bid. It includes big spending plans worth more than $6 trillion, with a focus on social programs and infrastructure. Neda Taufik reports.
President Biden told the crowd of union workers in Philadelphia that his budget was about investing in America and all of the places and people who had been forgotten. The wealthiest, he said, had to begin to pay their fair share. His budget calls for $5 trillion in tax increases on high earners and corporations over a decade, including a 25% minimum tax on the ultra-wealthy. Republicans, however, are demanding spending cuts to bring the deficit down and have made clear the proposal will not see the light of day.
North Korea has said its military units conducted an artillery drill on Thursday on what it called its Western Front. State media said the drills proved its military's capability to counter what it called an actual war scenario. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, visited the site to oversee the exercise in person. He said North Korea should be ready to fight at any time. Police in Nigeria say at least 25 people have been killed in an attack by Islamist militants in northeastern Borno state. The attack took place in the fishing town of Dikwa, which is near a stronghold of Boko Haram insurgents. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The bodies of two United States citizens who'd been kidnapped and then killed after they'd travelled to the Mexican city of Matamoros for medical treatment are being repatriated. The Mexican president has said his government would never allow the deployment of foreign troops to tackle the country's powerful drug cartels. A judge in Peru has extended a pre-trial detention for the ousted president, Pedro Castillo, to 36 months. Mr. Castillo has also been charged with collusion, racketeering and peddling influence. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The left-wing leader was impeached in December for alleged corruption and indicted for rebellion after attempting to shut Congress. He was initially placed in pre-trial detention for a period of 18 months. The Supreme Court judge's ruling, more than doubling the prison term, is likely to anger Mr. Castillo's supporters, who say he was the victim of a right-wing coup. They've been protesting across Peru for the past 3 months, calling for the resignation of the new president, Dina Boluarte, and for snap elections. About 50 demonstrators have been killed by the security forces since the unrest began.
Three people have been shot and wounded in Tel Aviv in what Israeli police say is a suspected terror attack. The police say the suspected gunman was, in their words, neutralised at the scene. It comes hours after the US Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in Israel for talks. He told Israeli leaders to take steps to reduce tension in the West Bank amid an escalation in violence. Scientists say a global effort is needed to protect the Earth's orbit from dangers posed by space debris. A team of international researchers established that 100 trillion pieces of old satellites were not being monitored. They said the area of low orbit around the Earth could become unusable in the future unless there are plans to tackle the junk. BBC News.